From Spark and Anvil and Motif Lab, this is Nest, in Chapter 1 of the Motif Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the Motif Lab Academy, where a small tune named Trill was the hero of every song, there lived a calm, settled creature named Nest, and Nest held the most important spot in any song, home. Every song lives in a key, a family of notes gathered around one special home note that feels like rest, like landing, like arriving. Nest was the keeper of that home. Trill could fly his motif high and low, wander far and wide, but Nest always held the home note steady, waiting. And whenever Trill's song finally landed back on home, the whole song felt like it had arrived somewhere it belonged. When the tune landed on that note, it felt like finished, a young composer said, like a door clicking shut just right. That's home, Nest said warmly, settling into place. I'm Nest. I keep the key, the home note the song keeps coming back to. A key is the family of notes a song lives in, gathered around one home note that feels like rest. The melody can wander far, but the key is where it belongs, and landing back home is what makes an ending feel finished. Trill sang his motif. Nest demonstrated. She let Trill's song wander and never return home. It just stopped, floating in the wrong place. The young composers felt it. Unfinished, itchy, like a question with no answer. Hear how it didn't land? Nest said. Then she let the song wander and finally come home to rest on the home note, and everyone exhaled. That's home. The wandering was lovely, but the coming back is what made it whole. A young composer wondered, so the tune has to stay home the whole time? Oh no, please wander. Nest laughed. Wander far. Visit strange and exciting notes. The adventure is half the song. But the key is the home you wander from and return to. A melody is only free to roam because there's a home waiting. The further you go, the sweeter the landing.
The instructor asked Nest to teach. The students' songs wander beautifully, but never feel finished, the instructor said. They don't land. Will you teach them home? Nest was glad to. When she teaches, she gives one rule. Pick the key your song lives in, its family of notes and its home note. Let your melody explore as far as it likes. But when you want a moment to feel settled, and especially at the very end, bring it home to rest on the home note. Wandering makes a song interesting. Coming home makes it feel complete. A young composer let Trill roam, then land softly on the home note at the close. The whole room felt the click of arrival. It feels like Trill came home, the composer said softly. That's the key, Nest smiled, settled and warm.
After class, Nest stayed exactly where she was. She rarely moved far, humming the home note quietly to herself, the way she kept it always ready. For a long time, Nest had carried a wistful worry. While the others got to move, Trill flying, twine weaving, surge swelling, Nest mostly stayed put, holding the home note, waiting. She'd wondered if being the one who never wandered made her dull, the stay-at-home friend while everyone else had adventures. But sitting in her steady place, remembering the soft, "It feels like Trill came home," and the exhale that filled the room, Nest felt her worry settle into a deep, rooted peace. Staying home wasn't being dull. It was being the reason the adventures meant something. Trill could only fly so freely because he knew home was waiting. Every wandering tune was brave because of her steady note. Being someone's home is one of the most important things you can be. A calm, settled warmth filled her, and she hummed the home note once more, content, holding tomorrow's song a place to land.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to NEST. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.